The pastrami, the corned beef.
Lox, the herrings.
Chopped liver.
The post-World War II era was the heyday of the Jewish deli on Miami Beach. Back then, lots of New York snowbirds came to the island and wanted delis just like back home. Rascal House on Collins Avenue in Sunny Isles Beach was one of the country's most iconic delis.
The waitresses coming out with the big overstuffed plates with overstuffed sandwiches and the matzo ball soup, the tomato soup.
Aaron Davidson was in high school when Rascal House closed in 2008. He made a short documentary about the last day.
You could always get a table. It was very sad to see that it was so empty. But all of a sudden, because it's going to close, you have all these people here.
As Jewish delis fell by the wayside, so did schmaltz. Michael Roman lives in Cleveland, and he's just written The Book of Schmaltz, Love Song to a Forgotten Fat. He's not Jewish, but his neighbor is.
Hi, I'm Lois Barron, Queen of Schmaltz.
Well, certainly according to Lois, who has the last word on schmaltz, as far as I'm concerned, it must be rendered chicken fat with onion, because that onion really does give a sweetness and depth to the fat.
Roman uses his schmaltz to make knishes, kugel, and kreplach, Jewish dumplings. He also ventures into more playful territory, like oatmeal cookies made with schmaltz.
She thought they were absolutely crazy, but she thought they were also fascinating, I think. What she didn't like was when I fussed with her chicken liver by adding some red wine vinegar.
I think it's abhorrent. I can't believe that he did that to my chopped liver.
It helps to brighten the flavor and give some contrast.
Michael is trying.
Some of the new wave artisan delis popping up around the country may not sit well with Jewish culinary purists either. Delis like Mile End in Brooklyn, Wise Sons in San Francisco, and Josh's Deli here in Surfside, pretty close to where Rascal House used to be.
This is salmon that's finished curing.
39-year-old Josh Marcus shows me the walk-in cooler at his deli.
So that's just octopus that I'm brining overnight. I try to utilize the old world methods as if the Jews who moved to New York, if they had moved to Miami in the turn of the century, what would they have done with the products that they found here?
Marcus knows he's not running a classic Jewish deli. He has a statue of a pig on the counter. Definitely not kosher. He calls the place a fake deli. You can get matzo ball soup at Josh's, but you can also get smoked octopus hash. Feeling a little hungrier in Miami, this is Trina Sergalski.